You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So once I moved, I hired a guy to do lawn service. He and his dad actually do it. And they also happen to do like pest control. So I had them doing both things. And after a while, I realized their pest control work wasn't that good. So I kind of told him, I said, look, I'm going to keep using you for lawn care, but I'm going to go with someone else for pest control. He's like, all right, no problem. And then in January of this year, I essentially fired him from lawn care and went with somebody else.
Oh, man.
Now, he still does the next door neighbor's property. So I see him out in the cul-de-sac, you know, from time to time. And if I'm leaving the house to go for a walk, I will intentionally stick around in my house for a couple extra minutes until he gets busy doing his stuff. Because I've walked past him so many times in the last 6 months where he is making this big show of giving me the cold shoulder and doesn't want to make eye contact. He's acting all mad, all because I fired him twice.
Pushing that mower extra hard, extra fast.
And I'm like,
he's probably really trying to make your neighbor's yard look like tip top.
You know what? That's probably true. I'll bet she's the lady from South Africa. She owes me because I guarantee you he's going above and beyond with her yard.
You look at it. Absolutely.
But I'm wondering how many other people are actively avoiding someone. You can send us a text, but you know how much we love the calls too. Either way, it's the same number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We're going to have some laughs this morning. Who are you actively avoiding? If you can help it, you'd rather not come face-to-face with them.
Going back a step, then, you hired a new lawn guy then, right? Apparently, obviously. Mm-hmm. Now, does he ever show up at the same time that your old guy is across the street? And then do they duel in the cul-de-sac? Do they ever go out in the middle and just fight?
Oh, that would be so funny.
They strap their leaf blowers on their back. They carry a rake and a hoe out there. And then
you
they duel.
You hear the theme music from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, the big showdown.
Yeah, sure. He's carrying a trash can lid as a shield.
I got to tell you, that
fighting
would be,
for your honor, your lawn's honor.
I am the man who will fight for your honor.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if they fought.
The problem with that scenario, which you have painted, which is delicious, is that the new lawn guy, one of the reasons I love this guy, he could not be more chill.
Oh, he'd run off then.
Old lawn guy could say anything, and the new lawn guy would be like, whatever, dude.
All right. Not go as exciting.
Go rake yourself.
Yeah, all right.
I can't be the only person, though, who's trying to avoid someone. Who are you trying to avoid? I don't know if you have anybody.
But I can't say, unfortunately, Dom, because they all work with us.
Oh.
I can reel off four right now, but I'm not going to.
That's funny because I can think of two names that might be in your head. I'm trying to figure out who the other two are.
Immediately, yeah. I was writing them down here on my paper. I came up with four.
What about somebody
other
who's not
than
at
that?
Work?
Somebody not at no, I don't have anybody right now.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I do?
Yes, and I don't know if I can say because it'll
you
get
not.
You in trouble.
Yeah, don't.
Off the air, I'll tell you. You'll cop to it off the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right now, though,
I know
can't think
who
of
you're
any.
Actively avoiding. Anyway, it's funny. It makes us feel kind of like children in a way. Right.
Well, just don't have time for BS. You don't. You just want to live your life. You don't want to be annoyed or stressed or irritated. So you're just avoiding that. You're walking the other direction.
We just got a text from 7283, and they said, my sister-in-law, I go and shop at a different store so I don't see her.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even when it causes you to have to go to a different grocery store just because you don't want to run into somebody, just on the off chance. Man. So we're asking you, is there somebody that you are actively avoiding? Now, we've got calls we're going to go to. Let me read a couple of quick messages we got first, though. Alana says, try working at a job where you do everything you can to avoid your boss. It's stressful. I altered my lunch break even just to ensure additional time when we couldn't cross paths in the break room. And then she goes, I need a new job.
Yeah, time to move on if that's how you're living your life. Oh, man.
I'll bet,
it's not healthy.
Jeremy, I'll bet you can relate with this one from Meg. She says, I avoid a particular checker at my grocery store. She's one of those toxic positivity people that drives me crazy.
Oh, no.
So even if another line is longer, I'll wait in it.
Yeah, everything is awesome.
At all times. Caitlin says, I always avoid my neighbor. Before I walk outside, I'll look out the window to make sure he's not out there with his dog. He always asks me all sorts of personal / private questions.
Well, he's trying to flirt with you.
It's awkward. I like this. She goes, I'm trying to see if I can go an entire year without talking to him.
Oh, yeah. Fun challenge. let me give you
she
two more.
She needs one of those signs. Like, if you go to a state park or whatever, and they have the signs up of how many days it's been since they had
like
a fire
like
or something.
Like an accident, yeah.
Yeah, she needs to have one of those little
I'm
signs
on day
by
46.
Her
Let me give you two more with the same theme. Audrey wrote in, and she says, oh, I avoid some of those tiger moms who think they are better than everyone else. And then she put in parentheses, PTA groupies, who meddle with school issues but don't really help unless they are going to be seen. And that is from Audrey. And then right after that, Jasmine texted in and says, I am the one that people try to avoid. I am the PTA president. No, she's going to make us volunteer for something. Everybody run.
You know, at least she recognizes her flaws.
That's right.
Before we go to the calls, one more quick one from Jeff, because talk about me being able to relate. Jeff just texted in and said, I avoid anyone handing out freaking high fives at a sporting event.
Oh,
yes, yes,
on.
And yes. Jeff is my people. A couple of quick calls, then we'll take some more text messages. Here's Dave. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, we're good.
We couldn't be any better. Who do you avoid?
You know, though, you know when you're driving around town and you get to a light and you see you're approaching and there's a person standing there with a sign?
Yeah.
I do whoever I can avoid them. If I have my window down, I roll it up about a half an inch, and if they come by the car, I don't look at them. And I line the doorpost up so it does, so I don't have to look at them.
Okay, Dave.
All right, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Those people are going through a very difficult time, Dave, so I don't know what to say about that. Well, I think I just said it.
They're going
through a difficult time.
We all
Dave.
Do it, but Dave just said it.
Here's Alicia. Alicia, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
Hello.
Hi. Who are you actively avoiding?
Well, I'm not an avoider now because, okay, she's a friend that I had all throughout growing out, like fifth grade through high school. She went to college. We kind of grew apart. She came back. At that point, a couple years passed. I had my son. I grew up. She didn't. She got married. She asked me to be her maid of honor, and I did, and she was bridezilla. And then she did really awful things throughout her, like, wedding planning that made me not want to be her friend anymore. One of which, on her bachelorette party that I spent thousands of dollars on, she had my car towed from her driving garage parking spot at her house.
What?
So, a little scandalous person there. But
scandalous.
My sisters remained friends with her. I know. My sisters remained friends with her on Facebook. And now, just yesterday, of all time, she just requested me, and I'm like, what do I do? My sister's like, be nice. You're like 37. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want
you know ever you still go? Do you ever go onto your sister's Facebook and still snoop and see what she's doing?
I did like twice years ago. Honestly, I just don't care because I have too many people that still tell me about her. That.
All right. What were you going to say, Dom?
I warned her husband. Oh. I warned
her. Well, I was just going to say, you know, one thing you can do, Alicia, thank you for the call. We got to move on. Thank you for that. One thing you can do is you can accept the friend, because I've done this before. You accept the friend request, but then you unfollow them, which they don't know you're
don't
doing. So then you don't see any
but
of
then they
their...
see everything that you're posting, and they get to be
I know,
nosy.
But so what? Who cares? I'm posting something that somebody shouldn't see.
But then again, if she's a monster, why we even waste your time accepting it? Just decline
it.
I
know.
Decline There's it. She that... had her car towed.
I don't know how you forgive someone for that.
Jenny texted in. She said, I'm avoiding my dentist. I haven't been in like 5 years. They keep calling me. I'm horrible.
God, and I have a dentist appointment today.
Oh, God, I just went
with
the kids.
I have the cleaning today.
I just went with the kids like 2 days ago. Our life is about to get really expensive.
Oh, it's they had braces to do time.
Orthodontic. Yeah, it's going to be braces for both of them, I think.
What will that be for two kids?
I don't even want to talk about it. Like I don't really know yet. I don't know yet, but it's going to be
like
a lot.
Like 4 or 5 grand a piece?
Because Lila's going to have additional work done. She's going to have to do the one where they put the thing in the bottom. You got to like turn it with the key and everything to like shift her jaw. And
really?
Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad. I'll give you one more that came in on our Facebook. Savannah says, I actively avoid the kids standing outside stores trying to sell those rip-off $30 coupon cards. if I pull up at a grocery store, the kids are outside, I will drive to a different grocery store. That is intense, Savannah. That's intense.
I feel for the people standing outside of stores.
They get rejected, you know?
I was that person until I did the bell ringing one year to help out a buddy, and I saw it from the other side of the bell, and it changes your perspective of people who are standing out front of the store, and it made me, from now on, I always make eye contact, I always say hi, even if I don't participate and buy anything. You just treat them like a human being, even without giving them your money, and it changed everything about my life. I highly recommend that for our listeners. You don't have to avoid eye contact. You don't have to act like they're lepers. Just say, hey, man, hope you're having a great day, and go about your day.
Just say no.
I promise they won't chase you down
and tackle
you. Some of
those children will attack you.